Cuomo began the day by ringing the bell to reopen New York Stock Exchange after a two-month shutdown. Wall Street is not only a symbol of New York and the nation's economy, it also generates 17% of the state's revenues. The governor, speaking during his daily coronavirus briefing in the boardroom of the stock exchange, says all areas of the state except New York City are in the first phase of reopening or will begin it later this week. He says it's time to jumpstart the economy, and one of the ways is building public works projects. He says New York's ongoing infrastructure projects will accelerate, including the long-delayed renovation of Penn Station, the redesign of LaGuardia Airport, and building renewable power transmission lines that link Canadian power to New York. And Cuomo says he'll meet with President Trump in Washington on Wednesday to discuss joint projects with the federal government.
I'm going to go to Washington tomorrow, scheduled to meet with the president to talk about a number of things. But this is one of the things I want to talk to the president about. You want to restart the economy. You want to reopen the economy. Let's do something creative. Let's do it fast. Let's put Americans back to work.
The projects the governor is seeking funding for include a train to New York's major airports and the replacement of the 110-year-old commuter rail tunnels under the Hudson River from New York to New Jersey. Trump in the past has resisted providing money to what's known as the Gateway Project. Cuomo says the public works projects would provide needed jobs in an economy that will likely still be struggling for some time. The governor says he expects the recovery to be uneven, with layoffs in some industries that will harm workers.
I believe it bounces back, but it bounces back differently. We talk about the normal and the new normal. I think you're going to see the same thing with the economy. I don't think it comes right back to where it was. It's not like bouncing a basketball. You bounce a basketball, it goes down, it comes straight back up. It's like dropping a football. You drop a football, depending on how it hits, it goes off on different angles. The economy is going to come back up. I don't think it comes straight back up. And I think there will be winners and losers in this new economy.
Cuomo says the economic recovery will only happen if the infection rate keeps dropping. He says everyone will have to get used to wearing protective masks for a while, and he predicts it might even become trendy.
This is cool. You want to encourage people to do this. By the way, you have all sorts of color masks. You don't have to have a boring mask like my mask. I'm a boring guy. They have color masks, they have masks that say things. Some people coordinate their outfit with the color of their mask. And this has to be part of literally who we are and what we do every day.
Cuomo says the thousands of contact tracers being hired around the state will also be key to identifying and containing any virus hotspots going forward. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.